Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Tokuingoa. This is your Wātea News. A claimant in the Oranga Tamariki claim says Children's Minister Calvin Davis should listen to the Waitangi Tribunal rather than head down the track suggested by a ministerial advisory group. Mr Davis says the government has accepted the group's recommendations for fixing the Child Protection Agency, and he promised to bulldoze through the changes if there was any resistance. But Tony Jarvis says it's a case of the system protecting itself rather than listening to survivors.
Without the lived experience and the understanding and the insight that they bring to the table, how are you meant to change a system when you don't know what its consequences it's had on the people like myself?
Tony Jarvis. There were 19 new community cases of COVID in Auckland today, all but one of which has been linked to a previous case. Director of Public Health, Dr. Carolyn McElnay, says authorities are expecting an additional 35 cases in coming days among household contacts. There are 23 cases in hospital, including 4 in ICU. She says a person who self-discharged after testing positive at Middlemore on Wednesday was being moved into quarantine today. There were 19,000 tests processed in the previous 24 hours, including 11,000 in Auckland. Auckland Council's Māori portfolio head says if Māori community leaders were listened to from the beginning of the lockdown, Māori vaccination rates would be higher. Manurewa Papakura Ward Councillor Angela Dalton says health authorities are still resisting putting Māori in positions of leadership. She blames that for Māori vaccination rates being lower than any other group and says despite a lack of support, Māori providers are showing how it can be done.
We use our local community-led or Māori-led organisations to go to our people. So I hope that somebody has taken some good notes from how this last piece of the COVID rollout, or the vaccination rollout, is taking place, and we learn for the future.
Angela Dalton. A Ngāti Maniapoto historian says the return to the iwi of a cloak found by an English family in a cupboard gives an insight into relations between the rangatira Māori and Pākehā in the period after the New Zealand land wars. Paul Meredith was on hand this week when the Kaitaka Aronui, a cloak woven of fine muka around 1850, was unwrapped at Te Papa. It was found with a note saying it had come into the Grice family as a gift from Rewi Maniapoto. Mr Meredith says John Grice lived at Rotorangi in the Waikato from the mid-1870s before returning to the UK in 1891 after receiving a large inheritance. A link was found through the paper's past website, which seems to confirm the note.
John Grice had a number of interactions with Whewi. He would come over to Kiriki. When Tawhiao came out of the King Country, or Te Nehe Nehe Nui, and did his first tour of Waikato post the Waikato Wars, from Kiriki, he goes to Cambridge and there was a company, but they actually stay at John Grice's house. So the family had this relationship with these rangatira.
Paul Meredith says it's a reminder of the wealth of taonga Māori held in overseas institutions and private collections. And that is your Wātea News.